producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Rolling in on the second hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. No Dmitry Karras yet. We'll see if he joins us at half past. We'll see what happens then. Dmitry has a lot of things going on. The Holy Grail, since this is the training episode, the Holy Grail for firearms trainers and students is to know what really happens in an armed citizen gunfight. Not in a law enforcement gunfight or a military encounter, but in a legal defensive gun use by a concealed carry weapon permit holder. Now, with law enforcement and with military engagements, they pick these things apart in after-action reviews. So they have they get data like distances and times and conditions and shots fired and all these other things. There is not a similar database for civilian encounters. If there was such a repository of information out there, the trainers would be using it, and they would already know how to train for it. Now, there are a lot of trainers that have been out there, and they've been training people for years. There's new trainers out there. And the commonality they have besides... The biggest difference between them is experience, but the common element they have is they don't really have this database to bounce off of to figure out what's going to happen. Some trainers, like a guy named Tony Givens, who's out of Memphis, Tennessee, where crime is higher than it is in Los Angeles, he's had 64 students who have used a gun in self-defense. Now, with those 64 students of his that he's used, he has managed to try to glean some data from this. And there's a reason for this, because what works in a military engagement or works for police officer stateside is not going to work for Sam or Susie Homemaker at home or in the car or on the street. A lot of trainers today are former military. Now, if you want to learn how to move tactically with full kit on, that's the place to go, because these are the people that know how to do it. But the military paradigm is very much different from regular walking around in the street while you're at work, at lunch, at the shopping mall, self-defense that you might run into. The military is going to typically fight with a gun that you can shoulder. And handguns are relegated to the backup role. In a military operation, there's planners putting this together. Self-defense, there is no plan, you know. Planners have to, I mean, there's a lot of things they have to factor in, like projected losses of friendly personnel. In our world, in self-defense, the acceptable losses are zero. Military operations have an acceptable level of collateral damage. We can't have that in self-defense. Military engagements begin offensively. Self-defense shifts from defensive to offense rapidly, but it doesn't begin as offensive. Now, military veterans can teach you how to shoot very well under adverse conditions. There's no doubt about it. But you have to be careful not to confuse their conflict environment and rules of engagement with those of a private citizen. This is one of the big problems with the police. They see Main Street USA as a battleground in some cases. You also have to remember that while the citizen generally fights alone, military units fight as a team, and that experience can influence what someone teaches. Now, except for a SWAT team, when we get to police, most officer-involved shootings can be traced to one of three activities: traffic stops, alcohol-related influence contacts at bars and fights, and domestic violence complaints. Those situations put police officers in different situations and proximities relative to their attackers in street violence, as with a CCW holder. Cops have to get very close with these people. If they're going to handcuff them, they got to get, you know, within touching distance. 75% of police fatalities occur at 10 feet or less. Now, we don't have to worry about handcuffing anybody. We don't have to worry about restraining anybody. We're not constrained by those constraints, if you will. We have none of those responsibilities. Our job is to move away from trouble, not to close in on it. Despite what the Supreme Court says, a police officer does take an oath, has a sworn duty to seek out, confront, and arrest a person who's broken the law, to chase him if he tries to run away, to fight him if he resists, and to press forward in the face of armed resistance. The armed citizen, on the other hand, we don't have to do any of these things, and we should disengage at the earliest opportunity. A lot of trainers will use data concerning law enforcement officers killed as their statistical basis for their firearms training for private citizens. Gunfights, the data that applies in gunfights within law enforcement doesn't apply with civilians. That's just a simple fact. And like I said, Tom Gibbons has had 64 students involved in defensive gunplay. These were ordinary people. A lot of white collar, a lot of professionals, some blue collar. The majority of his students in Memphis are in sales, management, IT work, and the medical field. The majority of these incidents involved an armed robbery, which is probably the most likely scenario for armed self-defense by private citizens. Unless you're a female, I would have to think that equally with that, rape would be also a big consideration. So you're talking about business stick-ups, parking lot robberies at gunpoint, carjackings, and home invasions. All crimes likely to get you killed. The reason the bad guy uses a weapon is to create standoff and to terrorize the victim into compliance before closing in to take the wallet or the purse or the car keys or your virtue. The thug, however, has to get close enough to you to communicate what he wants you to do. His desires that he wants you to execute. He's got to be able to close the distance to take the goods when the time comes. So the typical armed robbery occurs at anywhere between 2 or 3 steps to roughly the length of a car between the robber and his victim. That's about 3 to 7 yards, or 21 feet, if you will. So when you're training, you need to do your training. First of all, you have to figure out the distance, the most likely distance between you and the bad guy. Now, in a lot of cases, you're going to have physical contact. Now, we're coming up on the first break. Remember, we'll pick it up at the physical contact part. Sometimes there's going to be physical contact. Sometimes you might be as far away as 66 feet. It just depends on what the thug is going to try to do. But we'll talk about that when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let us go to the phones. Bob in Michigan. Yes, sir.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I had to call in your previous comments about training to shoot, you know, defensively in various positions under various circumstances.
Yes, sir.
I had to say, all you got to do is watch any of the Die Hard movies. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, he definitely doesn't take up the isosceles stance too much now, does he? I don't know exactly how many of those positions you might find yourself in.
Right.
I don't know that somebody's going to be running across a table, you know, shooting through the table at me while I try to find the very end of the table so that I can fire back at him.
But that was a lot of fun, that movie.
Yes.
I wanted to call in and talk about a situation. We have a self-defense shooting incident in my local area here. A fellow was at home and had some people over. Ended up he was attacked by one of the persons and actually knocked unconscious temporarily. When he came to, he grabbed a handgun and fired one shot, hitting the assailant, which ended the assault at that time.
I would imagine.
So what happened subsequently is the police came and confiscated all his weapons.
Like, which part of Michigan? Was this in Michigan?
Yes.
Is that the rule of thumb? Now, I know there's been a lot of self-defense shootings in Michigan recently. I can see them taking the gun involved in the incident, but I don't understand why they would have to take more than that.
Right. Right. Yeah, his entire collection of handguns was taken.
Yeah.
Some brand new in the box. And now he's charged, you know, and the lawyer fees are killing him, too. Thousands of dollars for a lawyer fee.
What do they charge him with?
You know, in talking to him, I'm not sure. I don't know. Reckless discharge of a firearm, probably, something like that. I'm not exactly sure myself.
Well, I mean, Michigan, especially in Detroit, they've had such a rash of self-defense shootings. I thought Michigan was looking kindly upon people defending themselves. This guy was in his house, and somebody assaults him, and he pops him. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you suggest any organizations he should be talking to? I told him about GOA.
I would look. In Detroit, there's a self-defense instructor named Rick Ector.
No, he's not. This isn't Detroit. This is far away from Detroit.
I understand that, but it's in the same state.
Okay.
It's in the same state, so the same state laws would apply wherever, you know, within the state. I would try to. He runs Rick's Firearms Academy in Detroit.
Rick, yes, R-I-C-K.
R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. E-C-T-O-R. T is in tango, O is in...
Oh, okay. Okay. Firearms...
Academy. Rick is a unique firearms instructor in that Rick is a black firearms instructor and trains a lot of black people in Detroit. Uh-huh. And a lot of his students, I mean, he has to really dot the I's and cross the T's when he's telling them what is righteous self-defense and what isn't. So, he would be somebody that could point somebody in a direction to help him out to begin with.
Okay. I'll pass that information on to him then. Okay, I guess that's all I had.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob. Thanks for... how did you find the show?
Oh, I've been a GCN listener for years.
Ah, okay.
And so, now that, you know, I found your program, find it interesting.
Yes, well, that just adds to the salad bar, doesn't it? Thanks very much for your call, sir.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Craig in Pennsylvania. I know what he's calling about. He's calling about the restaurant where the waitresses are packing.
that's my kind of restaurant.
Yeah? It's called the Shooter's Grill, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Owned by a female.
You know, you don't have to worry about a spree shooter in there.
No, not at all. And I like their choice of guns because they're carrying the largest handguns known to man, the single-action six-shooters.
Nobody's carrying a Desert Eagle.
Are some of them carrying Desert Eagles?
Yeah, that's a question.
No, I all the girls that I've seen, all the waitresses, they all seem, well, no, there's one with a semi-automatic on her hip. And I can't see the other two in the picture. I had read about these ladies. I like it. It'd be interesting to find out if they can shoot. It's one thing to wear it. It's another thing to use it.
Well, an article states that the owner helped with the training. So I'm sure that they know how to use all their weapons.
As a matter of fact, they're permitted in both Colorado and Utah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went Saturday to Texas Roadhouse, which is a steak place.
Right.
Where I live. My daughter just turned 21, so she's fully legal in Pennsylvania, and she can buy her own handgun now. So she's interested in hunting. So she has fired a 30-30 rifle. And she's a tiny thing, you know. She's about 4'9" and blonde and very petite.
Shooting a 30-30.
Yeah.
Tell her that I don't like to shoot 30-30s. Good for her. I don't like them. I just don't like them.
Oh, there was an article there about Ferguson where the shop owners are warning everyone else, you better get tooled up and get your own firearms, especially either with AKs or ARs, because it could be coming to you, too.
Yeah, I've talked about that. I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the break. Can you hold through that?
Sure.
You hang on. I've talked about that. If you're waiting around and you're just running your shop, and let's say you sell socks, you're the primo socks shop in the United States today, and all of a sudden you see a gang of disaffected youths walking down the street with Molotov cocktails in hand and clubs and bricks and everything else, that's not the time to say to yourself, self, I need to go to the gun store. If that's not happening around you right now, you have the luxury of being able to go out, get a weapon, learn how to use a weapon, and be proficient with that before the disaffected youths. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. On a Monday morning, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. Back to Craig in Pennsylvania we go. He was about to tell me about Ferguson. Go ahead, sir. I think I know where you're going, so you go ahead and lay it out.
Well, if you ever have a chance to vacation here in Lancaster County, we have a tourist trap on Route 30, and there's two outlets. Now, I would hate for a Ferguson type of situation to happen here, because all these yahoos would have a party time having their choice between two areas to loot.
Well, but you're already ready for that, aren't you? If that happens.
Well, I am. Anyone try to get to my house, you have a choice between a 9mm and a 45-70 round.
And your daughter with the 30-30.
Well, she didn't have a gun yet, but she lives about a half-hour drive from me, so she's more out into the country.
Well, I'm sure you guys would congregate together if things go bad. Thanks very much. Go ahead.
There's plenty of gun shops here, too, so there's no excuse to go out and get an AR.
Not at all. Not a single one. Not a single one. Do you own one of those?
No, I don't. I would like to, but with having a special needs daughter with multiple disabilities,
Enough said.
Money is a little tight.
Enough said. Well, I mean, the reason for owning one of those would be the facing the multiple assailants, which is that would be the kind of thing that you'd be looking at in a looting situation. So, in any event, thanks for that email, because I had seen that, but I didn't read about it in depth, and that was a good read. I may reach out to them and see if they'll come on the show.
Yeah, you should. That'll be an interesting interview.
Yes, it would. Thank you very much for the call, Craig. Stay safe.
Thank you.
All right. I think we're about to be joined by Dimitri Karas. The no matter what you're going to carry, okay. The moral of this moral of this story is no matter what you're going to carry, carry it. Now in the case of Mr. Givens and his 64 students, his win-loss record among his students was 62 wins, 0 losses, and 2 forfeits, because two of his students decided that were involved in crime decided not to carry guns. And invariably, I've talked to other instructors, and when their students get involved in situations, if they have a gun on them, they persevere because they've trained. Unless they decide not to carry the gun. He had 3 that were injured, and all 3 of those that were recovered. 2 people had gone through training, and they were murdered in separate street robberies, but neither was armed. So, in addition to training to carry a gun, you also have to routinely carry a gun. And it's a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing, what you're going to train to do. You have to develop key skills. Very simple ones. You have to work out a quick, safe, efficient presentation of the handgun from concealed carry. Okay. All right. Let's segue, shall we? We'll get back to that on another day. Out in California, there's a business called Ares Armor. And I don't remember exactly when it was, but I became aware of problems they were having just locally. And then the ATF decided to focus on them. And Ares Armor plays by the rules, and the ATF did not. Joining me now from Ares Armor is the owner-operator, CEO, Grand Poobah Potentate of Ares Armor, Dimitri Karas. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Now, we got a little bit of time in this segment. Long story short, the ATF decided to identify something as a gun that is not a gun. 80% lowers. You have some polymer ones. They changed the description of what is an 80% lower, and you sought a restraining order against them for their warrant they wanted to serve. What happened after? Because you were on my show the Friday before the Saturday. So what happened the day after you were on my show and we talked about that restraining order?
Essentially what went on is they went to the court and they got the restraining order clarified to say that it did not enjoin lawful criminal proceedings to include a search. And then what they did is they went to a different judge and actually got a search warrant issued. Now, we've recently gotten a hold of the affidavit that they filed with the judge that they went to get that search warrant. And the things that they said in there, there were multiple, this full-on fallacies. Like, we're talking mistakes of law, mistakes of fact. And there are some of them that were so egregious that the only way that it could have been done was with full intent. And so essentially they went and lied to a different judge in order to get a search warrant against us.
And then that Saturday when they decided to come and visit Ares Armor, was that the Oceanside location?
Yeah, that was every location we have. They came to Oceanside, they came to National City, they came to our manufacturing facility where we do our nylon goods and the sewing facility, more or less. They went to our customer service and our shipping facility. They got everything.
Well, I mean, they were somewhat brazen about the way they did their search warrant, weren't they? Because they essentially broke in. You offered them access to the safe, which they turned down, and they broke into the safe. I mean, you suffered property damage. They seized how much in inventory dollar-wise from you?
It depends on how you look at it. The retail price of the inventory they took was over $600,000. The sale price is around $300,000.
Well, I don't know. At a certain point, if you know, if I've got to lose $300,000 or $600,000, I don't know if I'm going to cry harder for one versus the other. I just don't know. In addition,
for a small business, it's a hard hit.
Now, real quickly, the 80% lower that you and many people sell, the thing about the 80% lower, if you're uninitiated on what you can do with this, you can build an AR-15 or a 1911 or whatever else you can get the 80% lower in, and it doesn't have to have a serial number. So, hence, it has never been logged into a gun shop's book, so the ATF doesn't know it exists. And when they broke in to your business, they stole your customer list to find out who bought the 80% lowers, didn't they?
That was their entire, and in my opinion, that was their goal the entire time. And that was the objective of this whole charade that went on, the entire build-up to it, that caused a restraining order to get issued, caused them to get around it. I mean, the only thing they were really interested was that information. And it's pretty obvious by the way that they were acting.
They showed up. Now, how many did any of them brandish weapons at you or your people?
When they did entries into some of our buildings, they did do semi-hard entries. They came in with their weapons at the low ready. Some of the buildings actually came in at the ready, and I got footage of them going through and clearing, you know, some of my buildings as if they're in Iraq or Afghanistan, which was so ludicrous, it's unbelievable. Which is actually a huge problem we have in our country overall, is law enforcement thinking that they're operating inside of some foreign country and that we're, you know, enemies of the state that need to be, have a shotgun shoved in our face and knocked to the ground.
Hang on a minute for me. Hang on. We're going into break. We'll pick this up on the other side. My guest from Ares Armor, Dimitri Karras, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest
broadcast banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. As we take one more time into the batter's box on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest from Ares Armor, CEO Dimitri Karas. We could spend a whole show talking about the militarization of police, couldn't we, Dimitri?
Absolutely. And I can tell you also, too, even during the raid, there's actually something interesting that happened that kind of shows the mindset that these guys get into before they do any sort of an action. And towards the end of the raid, when they were done doing their stuff, one of the agents was walking by, and I put out my hand to shake his hand. I said, "Hey, I'm Dimitri. How you doing?" And the guy turned, and he puts his hand back and shakes my hand. He says, "I know who you are. I got briefed on you this morning." And I kind of laughed at him, and we went back and forth for a little bit. Well, he told me that they had gotten a full briefing on my military training and things of that nature. And he had actually mentioned the concern that they had had in the morning about whether I was going to allow them to do the raid or whether I was going to fight them or whatever was going to happen. And I looked at him and I said, "I'm wearing a tie. What do you think it is I do for a living now, you know?" And it was incredibly obvious that morning that they had a briefing and got themselves all pumped up and like, you know, this, that, the other, and like, hey, this guy could go south on us and he could do all these things and there's a possibility he's military trained and whatever it is. And what they didn't bother to tell each other during the briefing is, hey, this guy's a businessman. He's got a daughter. You know, he does these other things. You could tell it wasn't treated like a human being. It was treated like, hey, this guy's a potential threat. You know what I mean? Which shows the mindset of exactly how they came into the building and how they acted while they were there is very much based upon how they were briefed beforehand. And I'd be willing to bet that it's almost that's how law enforcement does their activities, is they look at every single one of us as a threat, instead of looking at us as human beings and fellow Americans at that, you know?
Well, the other thing that they don't take into consideration is that as a Marine, it would take you and maybe one of is there another Marine in there with you working at Ares Armor?
Most of the people inside of the company are former Marines.
Okay, so what would happen if you guys actually did decide to resist is you'd clean their clocks, wouldn't you? But that wasn't what you're about. You're a businessman now.
I've put away that sort of activity. I've done enough of that in my life. And
I understand. I understand.
It's not something that I want to do, especially on my own soil here in this country.
Yeah. That will be a sad day if we ever have to. Now, since that time, you have been going back and forth with them, and the ATF has been getting slapped around by judges because of them making things up as they go. Now, what's happened in the case? This affidavit is going to be sort of a game-changing part of the dynamic, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the amount of effort that it took for us to get to literally pry this thing out of their hands, it was unbelievable. They tried to hide it like it was nobody's business. And so they actually went into court and argued to the judge that they could hold the supporting documents they used to get a search warrant against us for up to 5 years. That's what they tried to tell the judge. It was absolutely silly. And the thing is they actually normally get away with this. Most searches, they can actually hold your supporting documents semi-indefinitely, and if you don't push the issue with it, you're not going to get them from them because they're not going to give them to you. And there is a pre-indictment right of access to these documents, and most people don't know about it, and they make you go through the ringer to get it from them. It cost us almost $50,000 to get these documents from them.
Well, that's what it boils down to, doesn't it? If they, in most shops, if they walk in and take $300,000 worth of inventory, they've crippled the shop, and what they're basically hoping is going to happen is you just can't afford to fight back.
That's exactly what they're hoping is going to happen. What they didn't count on was a result. And so quite literally, what we are doing is we're not making any money at all. We haven't been making money for quite a long time now. Every single penny that we make goes directly to our lawyers and goes directly to fight this fight. And we're 100% committed to it. We're not going to let it go. We're not going to make any deals. We're not going to do anything with them. What they did was wrong, and we're going to see this to the end.
Yeah, that was that's one thing I like about you, Dimitri. One thing I want to point out, now, unless things have changed, if they have, you can tell me. All throughout this ordeal, Dimitri has never gotten out there and set up a legal defense fund or anything else. If you want to help Ares Armor, go to AresArmor.com and look at the stuff they have. They have a very comprehensive tactical nylon line, chest rigs, plate carriers, battle belts. The battle belt is actually quite innovative because most battle belts are gigantic affairs. This one's actually pretty slim, pretty streamlined. Also, if you want to build a gun, they've got every part you could possibly want to build two or three different types of guns. I have a AR-15 pistol built on one of their uppers, which is excellent. The upper is the build quality of the upper is it's parallel to anybody out there that you would think of as a boutique gun builder. Buy something from them. If you've been listening to me, this is week three. If you've been listening to me for 3 weeks now, you understand. You know, we got all kinds of things coming across the southern border. We got all kinds of things happening with the politicians and everything else. The stuff that Dimitri sells, you need some of. And that will also help out Ares Armor because Dimitri's going to fight this till there's no more Dimitri or until he wins, right?
Well, we're going to win. And it's just a it's a matter of time now. And unfortunately, time is very expensive inside of the courts. And it's almost funny. I saw a cartoon the other day. It was one of those little political cartoons, and it's a man standing in front of a vending machine. And on the vending machine is the word justice that's written, and the man's pulling out his wallet. He's got a little bit of money in his hand. He's putting it into the machine, and the guy behind him is asking what he's doing, and he says, "Oh, you come up to this machine, you feed it everything you got, and you just hope for the best." And that's essentially how it works in this country. Is you eat. There is no justice unless you can feed the justice machine every single dime that you have.
One of the big part of the outrage with Ares Armor for me is that the ATF doesn't really have purview over you because you don't sell guns.
They do not have any jurisdiction over us at all. We fall completely outside of their scope. They would like to have jurisdiction over us.
Sure.
But and which also shows exactly why this entire thing was brought about by them making an error as to the method of manufacture for a particular product. They made a complete assumption on how a product was made. That assumption turned out to be incorrect. But by the time they found out that assumption was incorrect, they already executed a raid. And so they had to start making up, literally, it's almost like you're watching a magic show. They started conjuring up new reasons why the product would be considered to be a firearm. And these new reasons they conjured up were in direct contradiction with, previous case law. They're in direct contradiction with previous determinations sent by the ATF. It's almost funny to watch. It's funny is a bad word, but it's amusing to see somebody who is, you know, trying to run around in that kind of a mentality, and you can see them just throwing things out there, hoping something sticks, you know?
Sounds like a weather forecast.
Wow.
Let's just throw feces against the map and see what sticks. Ares Armor. Go ahead.
Oh, they went so far as to say that a mark on the side of an object telling you where to drill a hole will make that object into a firearm. So they're saying that marking an object for a hole means that hole is somehow functional, which, I mean, if you think about that, that's instruction. And so if I draw, we take a piece of paper and I draw lines on it, and you fold the columns across the lines that I draw, and you turn that piece of paper into a paper airplane. Is it a paper airplane when I draw the lines on it? No, it's a piece of paper. It's flat. And the courts have already decided on this. And also, that's protected underneath the First Amendment as instructions.
Yeah.
So I can tell it's the whole thing's absolutely silly, to be frank.
In the face of this, Dimitri put together something that I was going to be participating in but didn't get to. You can go to ClashDaily.com or where on Ares Armor to enter the giveaway.
I believe it's on ClashDaily.com. It should be on the upper right-hand side of the Ares Armor website inside of the categories. That category goes on and off depending on what specials we're running.
Right. And you're going to get every part you need to build a highly functioning AR-15. High-grade parts. He threw that up there in light of the fact of being rated. ArezArmor.com. Dimitri, we're going to have you back when we got more time to talk.
Absolutely.
When your schedule smooths out a little bit. And we can really explore things. Yeah. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bill.
Yes, sir. Stay safe. All right, folks, that is a wrap on this one, another one in the books. Remember this, please. We're going to do this again in 22 hours. Just keep this in mind till then. It's never been about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.